The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Against the wall, they're gonna shake your marble castle. It's gonna crumble and fall down on the ground. There's fire.
Fire, there's fire. There's fire in the hole, there's fire in the trees, there's fire in the breeze. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 6th of May, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I got a full show this morning. Give me a moment while I adjust. I don't know if it's my mic or my headphones, but that's okay because I got some musical talent in the room for me and they can help me figure it out right away. Today I have a group of musicians joining me to talk about a project, an international project they're about to embark on. And since it's May, it's my birthday month, and I just had a birthday the other day, I am excited to take this opportunity not just to play music, but to introduce you guys to some musicians and creatives and artists, poets that you may not know. And so today's show is going to be in two parts. The first part is an interview team, group, troupe, collective that's venturing across the pond. And then the second hour is going to be some open line, but more Bahamian music. And just like we started the show, about fire. The headlines today, Abaco fire crews fight to tackle hotspots. Guardian's headline, we want to rebuild. Hope endures days after blaze. I want you to text in the show, I'm looking for Bahamian songs about fire. I want to know who wrote about fire. We have songs about fires in the Bahamas, like I read recently of I think it's a 1978 fire, downtown fire, that burned down or destroyed the Elizabeth Hotel, which would have been on Elizabeth Street North, north side, I guess, between the Wharf and Bay Street, right? We don't have enough songs commemorating the most important or the most impactful things that have happened to us. We just don't have enough songs. Now, mind you, we got one by named Solo Maid. Mm-hmm. And his birthday was on Monday, the 5th, right? And he'd be making music all the time. Something happened, he can make music and document it. Now, I used to be in contact with Solo Maid. I don't know what happened. I can't find his music online to download, but that's okay because he'd share his birthday song with us, and it's sweet, a new birthday song. I will take this moment. Kermit, I had sent you that song by Solo Maid. I don't know if you could find it. I have to take this moment to say happy birthday to a very special woman. Her name is Iris Tynes. Iris Tynes is one of, if not the chief historian for the Hannah Hastie Tynes family. She's also the chief cake maker. Now, I know that's very common. I proclaim her the chief cake maker, and then I challenge any other HHT member to show us that you stand in side by side with an Iris and her waffle pound cake. Mm. It have a name, see?
Waffle pound cake?
Yeah. Ooh. It have a name. Its name is Gertrude. She heavy, you know, like she dance, but you squeeze her and she fluff right out, right? Like,
oh, wow.
Her name is Gertrude. I have another friend, a cake named Myrtle. When a cake is so special it have its own name, you know what's happening. Myrtle is a date cake with date dressing, like a date glaze.
Date glaze.
I just need somebody to write a song about it.
It's something to eat. On a date.
I'm telling you, no.
It's a date cake.
Yeah, don't feed your date this cake on your date. You will get married the next day.
Oh.
You know they have that marry me pasta? Yeah, this is a date cake for real.
Date cake.
Anyway, I want to take this moment to say on behalf of the whole Hannah Hasty Times family, the executive committee, even the beach picnic committee, that's the only thing I ever been in charge of, the HHT beach picnic committee, we say happy birthday and Iris Times. I don't know about the rest of these people, but I come in for my cake soon. I come in soon for the cake. Anyway, if you all know an Iris, you all know about the cake. And I could bring something for you. I think I could bring you some lemonade in exchange. Anyway, I had to take a moment to do that. So joining me in studio today, I have a group of artists, and they're engaged on a project called Toto. Mm-hmm. Tongues of the Ocean.
Tongue of the Ocean.
Tongue of the Ocean.
I like tongues.
As soon as I learn to speak in tongues, it's over. Yeah, so you're all around here trying to diversify everything. I can diversify crime. Wait till I start speaking in tongues. The first rule is confuse the enemy. To do anyway, it's Toto, Tongue of the Ocean, Sounds from the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you what I found about it, and then I'm going to let the guests introduce themselves. We're going to go to the Zoom room. We're going to find out who's in the Zoom room joining us today. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to let them tell us what the project is. But this is what I found online. Toto is a music initiative intended to connect global music audiences with original music from contemporary Bahamian emerging artists and musicians. We do this through event curation and promotion by partnering with music venues outside of the Bahamas. Toto is an original music showcase featuring a lineup of contemporary Bahamian performing artists who each embody a blend of multiple genres and disciplines, including gumbe, Afro-Caribbean fusion, spoken word, soul, R&B, rap, and more, all backed by a live band. Is that the Brethren's band?
Bang.
Yeah. With no vowels.
Right.
With no vowels, the Brethren. There you go. That's all people have. We have sense, you know. So I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves. We start in the studio, then we go to the Zoom room. Okay. And then once you tell us about the project, I'm going to tell y'all who I think y'all need to take with y'all on this trip. And then I get at least one song from each artist, one piece of work from each artist traveling abroad. All right, so I'm going to start here. Good morning, madam.
Good morning. My name is Tanisha Pratt. I am an interdisciplinary poet, utilizing many different mediums to express my poetry. Even often in the form of spoken word. So I would be on the lineup as a spoken word artist, infusing music with my work.
Okay.
Yeah. And you wanted to know, what does Toto mean to me?
Well, I want somebody to explain the whole project. Okay. When I get to your piece of work, I got to ask you why you want to perform. What are you going to bring to Toto? Mm.
My name is Sherwood Rauming. I am an interdisciplinary human being.
Fox.
Listen, I could walk and chew gum at the same time on my resume.
Right.
What's up?
But yeah, I'm a musician, producer, creative, all around creative. I didn't forget the question.
No, just who you are.
To keep it simple, I'm a serial creative. I do a lot of things. I try to get people in the studio. I try to make music for myself. I try to put on cool initiatives like Toto. I'm all about forward-end music here in the Bahamas.
Now, I want you all to know that these young people insist on creating all the time, new words, new terms, new ways to experience, right? Common expressions. This boy just said he's a serial creative. You know what that is? He's a Renaissance man.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right? He just needed to find the language that fits into the economic models of today so people could realize where you sit. He's a serial creative. Yeah. Because y'all don't care about George Washington Carver and James Baldwin, them. Y'all don't care about Du Bois and them, all these Renaissance men. But when we say serial creative, yeah, young people, they get excited. Next, sir.
My name is Judah.
Yeah.
Judah the Lion, as I'm known. I am a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm an artist. And I'm a performer. And that's what I love to do.
You're the reason why Brave Davis be all around the place humming. Can you hear you on every song you whistle? And it's like you understand. When you whistle in, I understand the lyrics. I know what lyrics you would have been singing if you wasn't whistling them. You're the reason why the good boys be all over the place.
The good boy.
I mean, this.
You want to be the good boys around the place as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
The Toto is all about.
Let's go to the Zoom room. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Well, good afternoon from where I'm standing. My name is Asher Simmons. I make conscious melodic hip-hop, Afrobeat, and R&B. Do a little bit of production, but I am one of the members. I'm on the other side of the pond, so I can't wait till everybody touches down and I get to link up with everyone. But I am here. I am very happy to be here.
All right. Hold on. You in England right now?
Yes. I've been in the UK I came in 2019 from Abaco, Bahamas. But I'm sure we can get into that. But yeah, I'm in the UK right now, and I'm just waiting for everybody to come over. But I've been here for the last 6 years.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, I need you to start finding a place for me to stay when I get there. Okay, good stuff. I'm glad you've been here. All right, who else do we have in the Zoom room?
I think it's just us. Just us for now. Chelsea will be coming shortly. But she is based in the UK as well. Very talented jazz fusion artist. Mm-hmm. We've linked up and done a couple of initiatives over here. Amazing energy and, yeah, just overall good vibes. So she has a lot to bring as well.
Yeah. Go on.
She should be coming on any minute now.
All right. So the artist we're referencing is Chelsea Blues. I'm going to need you all to go online. You go to YouTube and search Chelsea Blues. She has an official channel. The logo is black and gold, like the cover picture is black and gold, and it's just prolific. Mm-hmm. I mean, just video after video after video after video. I want to ask, how old is she? Because she looked like she'd been making music for 20 years. She looks like she'd been making music for 20 years when you look at her catalog, mm-hmm. but she also looks like she's only 25.
Mm-hmm. Per.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Toto, Tongue of the Ocean, Sounds from the Bahamas. Whose idea was it? What is it, and what should people in London expect when you all get there?
I would say Toto is a collective idea. It more or less kind of sparked from me, but collectively it's a thing that we recognize that needs to be done as a whole. So a couple times I would have traveled to some really cool international music showcases or conferences. When you look, what's common is seeing stages that represent people from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So at these festivals, you have people that are representing Brazil and different parts of South America, Jamaica, or just Caribbean artists as a whole. Mm-hmm. But what's often missing is Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a question for me, like, why are we not participating on the world stage? Like,
I can tell you why. Because the festivals that exist right now cannot accommodate what it is that the Bahamas would bring. Like,
right.
the most valuable thing that the Bahamas would bring to any collective music space is that we would not only be representing a country,
mm-hmm.
we would be representing time, right? Like, we talk about Gombe. Gombe is more than just representing the Bahamas, right? Gombe is representing the growth, the evolution, and magic of musical creation in the Upper Caribbean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? During that period, because a lot of Gombe music was created by what we would call non-Bahamians in the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think the music would have sounded the same if mm-hmm. it was created any other time. Right. I think that Gombe period is a period of collective creation, right? And creativeness. And so what the Bahamas would bring to a stage is the same way that a Jamaica at an international reggae fest, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's not just the music or the country, but it is the space that the country created for artists at that time and how that evolved. We started the show with Exuma,
mm-hmm.
but Tony
mm-hmm.
McKay is more than a thesis. Tony McKay is a lifetime of musical evolution. He's got music that sound like The Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got music that sound like Night Fever. He got music that sound like Joseph Spence,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, anyway, I'm so excited that y'all saw this space and created this thing. Okay, let's go on. Why this group of artists? Well, let's list the artists that y'all have here. Judah the Lion, Allion Rose. I played Allion Rose on the show before.
Allion, yeah.
How you pronounce
Allion
it?
Allion Rose.
Allion?
Yeah.
All right, Allion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I played the track, What You Do For Me. Chad for featuring Allion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a sultry...
Her voice is like butter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so sultry, I don't even want to play it because Shadfer is like a little brother to me. Do you want to hear Shadfer singing that type of music?
Shadfer, how old
now? I mean, no, but see, I just had a break.
What?
Technically, I'm not 60. Because it was funny, I ain't 60.
Oh, Lord.
I'm closer to 75, but the point is...
Boy.
Right? Next on the list, we got Sherman, Chelsea Blues, Dylan X Pete. Now, some of y'all know Dylan X Pete as Dills, right? Now, how you pronounce that, Dylan X Pete? How you say, is that
just like that.
Dylan X Pete, right?
Yeah.
Some of y'all know this boy as Dills, right? And that was his name in his earlier career.
Okay.
I wish, but Dylan, I wish you was here, because all the questions I have on this piece of paper are for you. Right? Like, I wanted to ask, who is Dills, right? And when did you make the transition from Dills to Dylan Pete? And you ever let your grandma hear the song Yellow Gatorade?
Oh,
right, because it's fire, but I don't know if your grammy should hear it, right? Anyway.
I have to check the group chat.
And of course, Asha Simmons music. Now, what is it that y'all trying to bring? I want to ask you this before I tell y'all who I need to bring with you. What y'all trying to create for people in London?
I think that we're really just trying to show not only just London, but the global arena that Bahamians been talented from time.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have so much diversity. We have so much craft that we could be able to platform ourselves all by ourselves,
mm-hmm.
with ourselves alone. I think we also just want people to have a good time, because I would say I feel like I've been paired with you guys for almost, 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And the music be rocking, so we really just want to make them have fun as well, too.
I want to talk about, 10 years of solid musical growth across genres,
mm-hmm.
right? And the infusion of different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Grounded. We're going to talk about the live experience with
Winter Blues,
mm-hmm. right, with Chelsea Blue.
Was it? You even come on the
Chelsea, what happened? You got to be. And then she in London. Mm-hmm. When I was living in London, that was the bluesiest time of the year, winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was in England, that was always the roughest time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So all of these artists are performing. The performance is going to take two performances.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday the 3rd of June and Saturday the 7th of June at Peckham Audio.
Right.
In London, right?
Right. On the 3rd is Peckham Audio, and on the 7th is 21 Soho. So we're tapping into two different parts of London. One is south, and then the other one is west, west.
Peckham is west, right?
Peckham is south.
Tell me, remind me what Soho mean again. It means south something, you know? Like, Soho means south something. Anyway, I can't remember. It's very fancy.
Soho, so what my understanding of Soho, so like, I would say north, central, west. Once you pass Tottenham Court Road and you walk further down, you're in Soho. So Soho has always been a bit upscale, lots of pubs, a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's
kind of like in the U.S., Soho in the U.S.
Pardon?
Kind of like Soho in the U.S.?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, artsy little.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
innovating spaces.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, 21 Soho. 21 Soho is actually known a lot for their comedy shows, but they also have music events as well. And Peckham Audio is like all music events. So two music venues.
All right. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in London for 26 years now. It's been a while. It's been a little bit of a time. Okay, so now, artists, I think, and Dre, jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And Asha as well, whenever you're ready, jump in. Artists, I think y'all need to take with y'all on this run. First of all, y'all know about Lamont? Y'all know about Rashad Davis?
Yes.
Bummer Bodies. He spin the block.
Mm-hmm.
In reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna take this play with you. I don't know. If not this round, the next round. because his album, his EP In Reciprocity, was inspired by Joseph Spence, right? And I had Atlantis, Andrus's Atlantis Rising from Exuma on the playlist. I took it off. I had to fit something else on. And that's like listening to the Carpenters, really. Like the style, but the lyrics are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashad, kind of in the same way, gives you a guttural folk experience, but it's Bahamian music evolved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, just beautiful. Just beautiful stuff. Both the EPs he put out recently, just banging. Then we get, y'all know Diane Hamilton?
No.
Diane Hamilton.
Bahamian of Haitian descent. She's been making music between the Bahamas and Paris. For a long time. I'm going to send you all some tracks by her. We played it on the show. Then, Vivica Villar.
Yes, we know about
I want to say that I sure I inspired the video, you know Baywa? The video when all the Grammys go nightclubbing, they hire Jitney and they go nightclubbing, that video. I sure I inspired that because one night after sport practice, they was like, we going out. And I was like, where are we going? And they was like, yeah, okay. Anyway, Vividly Val, and then, y'all know Camila Gibson?
Yeah.
Camila.
That's the homie.
New York.
Yeah, Camila was in New York. Yeah. 1600 miles. Yeah. Dangerous to Fall for You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The best cover of Frank Ocean's Thinking of You ever recorded. See, this is important because Ronnie Butler's version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix is the best version ever recorded.
Mm.
And Jay Mitchell's version of Islands in the Stream is the best version ever recorded in life. I swear on it.
Mm.
I swear on it, right? And I think Camila's live cover of Thinking of You is the best. Okay, couple more names. Casper and Shadfa.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, Casper and Shadfa. Johnny Cake, Blondie, and Sawyer Boy.
Ooh.
Johnny Cake.
Sawyer Boy is pretty
good. See?
Sawyer Boy.
No, I mean, no, Sawyer Boy is a comedian. Sawyer Boy funny bad. Right, but I'm looking at your live experience. We can talk about Grounded and we can talk about Winter Blues, right?
Right.
And incorporating, because one of the best parts of Bahamian music is the humor.
Mm. Mm.
I got a playlist, all songs about fire. I had to take the Ronnie Butler one off. You know which one I'm talking about? Who put the pepper?
That type of fire.
In the Vaseline, right? Because humor is an integral part of what it is that we do. Anyway, I put in Johnny Sawyer Boy name on the list as well as Johnny Cake. Y'all heard his new song, Big Daddy?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right. Now, let me tell you why I put Big Daddy same little group in. Because Johnny Cake made Big Daddy, but before he made Big Daddy, he made Old Head. Big Daddy is a response to Old Head.
Mm.
Yeah. She always have 1,000 in a bra. And what do you say if you... You go and buy me the thing from Brazil. He say, Okay, so that's a short. Oh, and Leon Green.
Yeah, Leon.
And Leon, why? Because I had a song I took off the list. It is Leon Green, Under the Lion.
Mm.
You remember that song, Judah?
Which one? We got a couple.
You got a couple on the Blue album, on Leon's album.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why this boy have my daddy name and I just learning about him. I just need him to know, boy, you like a long lost brother to me. Yeah. I can call your name all the time. Okay, so now I want to play some of the music. Some of you guys' music.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
And Tanisha, I have a piece by you as well. In fact, let's start with that one. It is Near the Bottom, the second one up from the bottom. Ponciana, Tell Me to Burn. This is, of course, a part of our fire theme.
I love it.
For the day. Is there a producer coming right now?
Buxom brown redhead gal with them long sticky nails and them big brown eyes. I see you for a while. Might you make you move foreign, eh? After he done rip your limb to limb and run them red strands thin. I almost thought I'd lost you. but you're back. And your hair grow back so pretty, and it's soft like baby petal, and your eyes still big. Could see the hole in Nassau from miles away.
Okay, guys. So I want you to go to YouTube and search Tanisha Pratt, Ponciana Tell Me to Burn, because it's a poetic film.
Yes.
Right? It gets even better when you watch the performance.
Mm-hmm.
But Tell Me to Burn, Ponciana, she Tell Me to Burn.
Ponciana Tell Me to Burn, child, because she was red all summer.
Yeah, just flamboyant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was literally inspired after Hurricane Matthew. And for a while, the trees were bare. And then just one, somebody looked up. And I was like, mother sick, this by a tree in full bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so enamored, and I felt like so connected with the tree, with what I was going through at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt also like I was going through a transformation or being pushed as well.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I like this poem because in the Lower Caribbean, they call Ponciana flamboyant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell my great-great-great-grand nieces and nephews that when I was young, we used to call that a jungless. Because you're bright and fiery all the time. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Sometimes yellow, you know, not always red.
So yeah.
Yellow too.
Absolutely.
But the poem also is a part of a collection that I put out in 2022 titled Blue.
Mm-hmm.
You could get it at Chapter One. You can also find it online at Amazon. That was a part of that collection. And the films in there that you will find on YouTube was a part of me sort of experimenting with film work and bringing life.
So visuals.
Right. You'll see that, Ola Kuhn Sun and many other stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I blame you as well for causing the Right Honorable Good Boy to hum all the time. Because I remember your performance when you were selected or requested to perform a piece of poetry for Poetry Month, but also environmental sort of related piece. I think it was called Blue, was it? The piece you read for the Prime Minister.
Oh, that was in the collection. So that was titled Celebration, and it was about speaking to the past versions of me, to the little girl in me. So it was all about reflection and celebrating where I am now and all of the obstacles I overcame. And mm-hmm. that was for World Poetry Day.
And inspiring, like, so then the location of the performance with the Prime Minister then invokes us to consider the growth of the country, when the country was a small thing, a small child, and how it's grown and the obstacles it's gone through.
You could definitely see that interpretation. Yeah. So when I was trying to figure out, well, what I perform, I wanted to pick something that I felt like everyone could relate to,
mm-hmm.
especially young girls. So I thought that was a very inspirational piece for that moment.
I love it. I love it.
I like that interpretation.
All right, producer, play Head Up High by Asha Simmons.
Ooh.
I was going to ask you. Okay.
Okay.
Lightning breaks in when I roar, I swear you feel the thunder. Got me in the truth, I pray you always keep me humble. Look how far we come from. Stars can't help it, they gon' make you to a overcomer. I've been working daily, plotting moves, I'm on the come up. Still awake, I'm making music right before the sun up. Live up your head and keep on moving, you gon' make it numbers. Loose in heaven, loose my provisions and loose my blessings. Loose second guessing, cause we've been tested through everything and back, and I'm still on track. You gotta keep your head.
Asha, I'm so glad this is the song that I chose, right? Because for me, late last night, Heads Up High felt like maybe this could be a tribute. Like maybe this could be a kind of a tribute to the national anthem, Lift Up Your Head, right? Now that I know that you are based in London, right? I've lived abroad for not a huge amount of time, but significant periods. And I know sometimes you need a little something to keep your head up high. I always had four or five Bahamian songs in my back pocket when I needed them. But so tell us this experience of being a conscious rapper in London, of the drill experience. I mean, everybody making drill music, including those two grandfathers, them two hooligan grandfathers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shaming little children who can't pass the exams, and these by them getting A's in literature, in hip-hop literature.
I sure Gracie is going to doing drill now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I mean, moving here, you will never take the sun for granted ever again in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You feel this, when you open the window and you feel the sun on your face, you realize how big of a gift that is, you know. Because the winters are cold. That is so true. And I'm glad you picked up on it, because that was a kind of a tie to the national anthem. And I feel like something that speaks to Bahamian, I guess, just in a mentality that's in our DNA, the best of us, right? So we're resilient people. I come from Abaco. And I moved here just after the hurricane, just before in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's been challenging. So I've had a bit of a metamorphosis in the sense of the kind of music that I want to create and the kind of energy I want to leave with people. And that's where that whole project came from. It's called You're Almost There. And it's just motivational music. It's music for the morning when you're on your way to work, to commute, to kind of, tell you to keep your head up, to keep going, to keep moving. Times are challenging at the moment wherever you live. There's a lot going on outside. So I just wanted to send some positive energy and good vibrations out, you know.
All right. So two tips for living in England, living in London. First of all, you signed up, you registered with the consulate, right? You registered with the government consular office?
I have not, no.
But you slunk in. First of all, did you know as a Bahamian abroad, you have the right to one Goombay punch and half a conch salad every quarter? On the budget, that's why we can't balance it now, right? But the beauty of it, the beauty of getting in contact with the High Commissioner's office is that they'll send you out regular notices about Bahamian events, activities taking place with Bahamians, organized by Bahamians, not the government itself, but organized by Bahamians. And that way you get to connect with the community. The second tip is this: West African people cook the same food we cook in the Bahamas. My first time in a home in England on break from school, send me to a guardian, like a guardian home. They made me white rice and steam grouper, and the steam grouper tomato had thyme and mango in it.
What?
And I was just like I was at home. So the next thing is you need some West African friends. You and your belly. That's you in the background, Chelsea?
Yes, 100%.
Blessings. And the same advice goes to you, Chelsea.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm signed up. I'm registered. I'm an official ambassador. We good over here.
All right. Good stuff. Play a song by Chelsea. I can let you choose. I got two songs here for you. I got Wild Spirit and I got...
That one right there. Don't go further.
All right. Producer, play Wild Spirit for us. And then Chelsea, I'm going to ask. There we go. Listen, and again, Chelsea, and first of all, I love the song. It's the first one I had on the list, right? I want you to know when the producer, the selection, the excerpt, the clip that the producer played, when that began, you know who I thought of? I thought of Muffin. And I thought, you remember the video with Muffin, and Muffin was not behaving? I think it was an accurate response to the level of punishment being meted out. Mm-hmm. She was frustrated, and I likened it to poor Kate Moss. Kate Moss, now a national hero, right? Like, Muffin's story, like, to me, that's like the story of Kate Moss, because this idea that we expect children to sit quietly and silently while they're being beaten, it's ridiculous, right? Mm. So for me, that's what popped up. But man, this song is just everything.
Yeah. It's like
so
smoky.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, it's everything. How long have you been making music, Chelsea?
Oh, my gosh. I have been making music for around about 13, 14 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what I moved to the UK to do, really. I moved to the UK. Everyone's like, oh, why didn't you go to the States? I went because my mouth is too sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I knew that jazz, soul, and blues music does really well over here in the UK. There's a lot of outlets for it. So I decided to go a route that's not as treaded for us Bahamians, really. And it was really well received. I'll tell you now, if you come over here singing Amy Winehouse covers, if you are not well, they will boo you off stage.
Because I was, hold on, just say, I took the song off the playlist, but who is that young lady? So there's a video of Chelsea performing Valerie by Amy Winehouse, right? And it's featuring this woman. So Chelsea starts, and she's got the audience engaged, right? And this right. nice little vibe. And then this white woman just come out on stage and grabbed the mic. So I thought, okay, is she going to be doing backup vocals? Oh, she backed up. This young lady, she was the beatbox. She's the whole rhythm section. That was a sweet little piece of music. How much of your work is covers and how much are originals?
The musical community is going to hate me for this, but I hate doing covers. I actually only did them just enough so that I could perform live when nobody knew my music, when mm-hmm. I had last-minute musicians to play in a show that was 2 hours from time. But after that, I freestyle quite a bit. I like to ask the audience for like up to 10 random newer song on spot. Like, that is my niche.
You're an improv musician as well?
I am an improv jazz and soul musician.
Okay, let's stick a pin. I got a call here, and I have a feeling, because they've been waiting long. Let me take this call, Chelsea. Y'all, of course, don't go nowhere. Producer, let's go to the phone.
Hey, great show, Juju. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Wait a minute, a garage guest said that she likes to do freestyles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do, because silly season is upon us, right?
Uh-huh.
Because she do a freestyle on silly season. And the second freestyle I want to do is a freestyle on Red Woman doing Black Man Bad.
Okay. I can be honest with you, I thought you was going to say Red Woman doing Black Magic, so I'm okay that you just said doing Black Man Bad. Listen.
So we have just the one.
I have a program for black men's hearts. I agree with you. You know, there's a travesty out there, and some black men's hearts are not well. I don't know what we could do about it, because you can't force people to love you. But we could work on your heart, sir. Anyway, thank you very, very much. Chelsea, I'm an improv comedian, and I am a part of the Dundas Black Box Open Mic Fundraiser Initiative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing improv like once a month, getting back into it. And I'm telling these guys we need an improv music session, right? As well. Something that's themed. People could prepare. Mm-hmm. The poets come with the same thing. Because then what happens is that the musicians, the improv musicians are inspired by what's already taking place and what's taking place mm-hmm. in the space. I love it. I use Simple Life, but yes. What's one of your older songs that you want, or any of your songs that you want all Bahamians to hear?
Oh, if it's got to be any song, it's got to be Crown, because I wrote it for black men and women. I wrote it for us to remind ourselves that despite our past, despite the 500 years ago that still is trauma to us to today, we need to remember that we are kings and queens. And we need to walk out of our house day to day with that crown on, polished, spit shine, and ready to go. because I'm so tired of coming home and everyone's like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so broken. I'm so this. I'm so that. Sorry. We're not doing that today. God gave us breath. God gave us sunshine. And we're going to walk like the kings and queens that we know we are. Mm-hmm. So that's a song I really, really want to promote.
Absolutely. And Carla C, she already had something. She already had something for the black men who say the red woman them don't like them enough. I want to send a shout out to Vocab.
Listen.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in Elutra, and I don't know what's going on in Freeport. Chelsea, Asha, y'all seen the boy from Freeport? He can't stand them.
That would be funny. Yeah.
You know about him, and I grew up in Elutra.
I grew up in Freeport.
JC, home of the mosquito, every summer, right? And I don't know what happened to Vocab and this Elutra pineapple woman.
It's one in particular.
It's just one. It's just one pineapple.
And this ends up her like guilty forever.
Okay, good. We don't have to
one saying, pineapple grew in the whole bunch.
Let's just go down. Sorry that Freeport gal's got it good. Okay.
Freeboard. Shout out to Freeboard woman all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah, Freeboard.
So I don't know what happened. Can't be all Freeport girls, but as far as he can sign, it's all.
I grew up in Freeport, and they ain't bad. Like, I grew up
exactly.
There.
Don't mind.
Very different.
I got family from Freeport, man. They cool. Okay, we got about 8 minutes left in the show, and I got to play as producer. We got to play the song by Dylan X Pete. We got to play a song by Judah the Lion, and we got to play either Light Fresh Fruit Spring Water or Oh Bear With Me by Sherwood Ramming. Let's start with whichever one you want to start with, producer. Now, Sherwood. Oh.
One, two, one, two, one, one, two, one. Niggas be like, why you say 1-2 before you rap? I'm trying to catch the beat. Yeah, yeah. It's approaching 3 a.m., my mind is racing still. Feelings of stagnation, I should be pedaling wheels. My life and what it seems to be, happiness is a dream to me. It feel like struggle cling to me, that's just part of the deal. For real, a hamster on the wheel, my simulation. I wanna stop it now, God, I'm tired of being patient. I know I'm on the verge, I'm clever with all these words. I wanna shine through the verse, they want ignorance first. I dip and dabble sometimes, but I find I'm falling through the hole of rabbits sometimes. Just wanna rap what's on mine, and if I dumb it down for them, I have a stack in no time. Rather suffer in silence. I've been shown so much malice. I guess it's there for the balance. Trying to destroy these old habits. I want these M's. If they got it, I know I can have it. Ain't backing down from no challenge. I hear myself. I know talent. I'm talented. Yeah. Always showing
just sign like in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Spring water for my youth today. This bush medicine really got me leveling. I see the aura's energy and the intention. I ain't mixing with the jealous, that's prevention. I can see she was me if she talks spiritual.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Let me tell you something, my dream is, right? that I got this whole playlist playing in my house with my younger family come over, and they look at me, and then they say to each other, she thinks she young, you know. She thinks because she know a couple Fire Bohemian songs, she's hip and with it. And then I can look at them, I can mash the roach, and I can tell them, y'all don't know what gallivanting was like back in the day. So that was Light Fresh Fruit Spring Water by Sherwood. And before, as we went to the break, that was Day Before Remix by Dylan XP, right? And like I said, there was Dills, and then there was Dylan XP. And I think, like Asher, Dills transitioned to a conscious rapper like Asher, right? He also has a song called What Would Jesus Do? It's actually a fire track. I like it. And lyrically competent.
Yeah.
The hard with these words. And as you could tell just now, what I like about that remix is the track, right? And how he wrote the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember Nori? I think it's Nori. We don't need a hook on this beat. You remember that? And he just rap over the whole song, no hook, no chorus.
Yes.
Shadford performed a track this last Wednesday at the open mic. Mm-hmm. It was just like that. He just, no hook, he just wrote the beat. And I mean, I love it when an artist could do that.
Yeah.
And so their voice becomes a part of the music off the chain. Okay, producer, let's play the track by Allion Rose. Old fancy Allion. Allion is another one of my little children. I can't put the accent on it, Allion. I can't think of you like that. But such a talented. This is important. This is important for community and just for individuals to work on themselves and their maturity, right? Because these young people are allowed to be the fullness of themselves. See, because when I am 50 and they're 25, they're still an adult. They're just not my adult. Right? I just have to remember that my job is to create a space for them, not with them. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what community is, and that's what society is. Mm-hmm. And that's how we give people space to grow. Dear my peers, when you see the young people start rocking out in the club, if you can't dance in the corner, go home. If you can't dance in the corner, it's time to go home. It's okay. It's all right. We have our own spots, and we had our time like that. But our job now is to make sure that these young people could also have the same experiences, but in a far more safe environment than us. Because we know what we went through in the club when we wasn't supposed to be in the club.
Mm.
Anyway, this is What You Do For Me, Shadford featuring Ali. All right, this has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Now, let me just give you all the details for this showcase. Again, it's Toto, Tongue of the Ocean, Sounds from the Bahamas. These guys are going to be playing in London Town Tuesday the 3rd of June and Saturday the 7th at 21 Soho. To get tickets, go to Eventbrite, search Toto, Sounds from the Bahamas. This is £10 and £15, you know. That's like $20 and $30, you know, that's like nothing to hear the best of contemporary Bahamian music right now. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you want to speak just quickly because right at the end of the show.
Sure. So I guess I'll put in this shameless plug. So if you're unable to be in London, but you still want to support what it is we're doing, because this is self-funded, we are selling merch. So we do have collectible items right now for pre-order. So when we come back, we would be able to have your merch ready. And we also have a donation link as well. So any dollar counts.
Give me the donation link.
Okay. So the link to find everything is bio.site/ Tongue of the Ocean.
Okay.
So bio.site/Tongue of the Ocean, and you'll see everything on there.
All right. This is the thing. I want to be there. I go into the British High Commission. I go into the British High Commission office right now, even if I have to take a jet ski to Jamaica to figure out how they could sponsor me.
Tell them work something with that direct. British Airways.
Morning blend. We gotta go talk to the station manager, see if we could get Guardian to join y'all on this trip. I think we're ending the show with Judah the Lion.
Yeah, you see. Oh, monkey.
Ah.
No,
it's
somebody.
Listen, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. Sometimes I love when my producer says, hey, Aaron, I see what you got there, but I'm going to show you something better. This is Ride On, Ride On by Judah the Lion. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
It's time to ride, it's time to ride. It's time to ride, it's time. High in the sky, high in the sky.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.